Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Woo-wee. How y'all doing out there? Oh, man, I usually don't have this much energy first thing in the morning. I know a lot of you guys think I'm really, really energetic, but I am actually very, very lethargic today. Can you guys tell? Yeah, I even hear a little echo in my, why am I hearing an echo? Well, I'm one pint of blood less because I donated blood this weekend. And the donating blood was awesome. Our blood drive was awesome. I've donated blood before, but, you know, I've told you guys about my period issue. So I've always been very, very anemic and also underweight. You know, you have to be at least 110 pounds to give blood. And my driver's license always said 105, so they would never let me through. Even though the person looking at me and the driver's license would shake their head. But listen, okay, I am going to stand by what it says on my driver's license, so I was not going to tell them my real weight, and I never got to donate blood. So finally, I just, you know, said, look, okay, I weigh 111. They're like, you just made it. I'm like, I know. And then you saw them go, you know, they cough something. I'm like, what'd you say? Anyway, the blood donation was fine. It didn't even hurt. The needle going in, because I got one of these very superficial, juicy veins in my antecubital fossa. Do you guys know where your antecubital fossa is? No, don't start taking off your pants. No, it's in your arm crease. You know, it's your elbow crease. It's at the crease towards you. Yeah, that area right there. Really, really nice antecubital fossa vein sitting there. So, able to give blood. It was good. You know, got a little dizzy. I was mumbling something. I'm not really sure what I was mumbling. Kind of like House of Cards. I was worried I was going to tell, you know, all the secrets of, you know, I don't really have any secrets because you guys know more about my life and what's going on with me than my husband even does. But I was starting to mumble something. I think I called a couple people names. And then I think I even smacked somebody on the butt. One of my friends was there. And then they served cookies. Now, I was expecting a whole buffet of food. They didn't have a buffet of food because I was the one. If I was, you know, sponsoring the blood drive, I probably really should have had a bunch of food. I didn't even think about that. But, you know, I was doing my radio show, so that's all I was really thinking about at the time. Which, by the way, I need to apologize for all of my affiliates out there. We had trouble getting the local broadcast up, so nationally we did our show. And so it was a local show done nationally. So you hear me yelling a lot at people walking by. Whenever a national host does a local show, all right, it's really fun. Okay, trust me, I love doing national shows. Global, actually. I mean, I know some of you guys are listening to Brazil right now. Some of you guys are listening in Thailand and Vietnam and Israel. Shalom aleichem. So I think it's awesome that GCN broadcasts globally. But you always get excited about a local show because you feel like you could talk to the people like they're your family. So I could be very rude. I could be very obnoxious. Yeah, completely opposite of what I am on my national show. You know, it's like, oh, hi, how are you? You know, thank you for being here. You know, I could yell and scream and whatever. You still can't curse on local, but you could get pretty damn close to it. So while I'm yelling at everybody, it turned out for some reason the local didn't go. So we nationally did the show. So some of you are like, gosh, you know, she sounds, you know, a little too more talkative and a little meaner than I expect. Well, that's because I was doing a local show. That's what we do. Okay? Yeah, I'm talking to my peeps. Then I decided to visit for all the other blood drives to see how everybody else was doing to give them support. You know, and I guess the Las Vegas Loop, you guys think Las Vegas is small. I had to fill up my gas tank twice just to get to the next quadrant of the city. I mean, it was far away. But we had about 15 total across the state. I couldn't go up to the northern state, but at least I got to most of the southern state ones. And I'm going to have a final tally on how much blood we brought in. But, you know, one thing we talked about is you see what's going on with Nepal. And this horrible tragedy that has killed thousands of people right now, and the avalanche and people missing. It's a horrible tragedy whenever we see earthquake or natural disaster happen. You know, I asked United Blood Services, Laura Alvarado, I was interviewing. I was like, how prepared are we, you know, with our blood supply in my particular area where we live, if we did have an earthquake or natural disaster, et cetera? And her answer is, we're not. You know, I mean, the death toll in Nepal right now, 4,000. And now they're hunting for survivors. When you give blood, okay, let's say you guys gave blood last year at a blood drive. Way to go, by the way. Way to go. But the blood only lasts a couple months. I mean, when you do this, a lot, you know, some of you have said, no, I don't want to give blood because then I'm on the mailing list and then I keep getting hit and hammered. Well, the reason why is the blood can only be stored for so long. Okay, yeah, we could freeze some of the blood and use some of the components. But for whole blood, that stuff's got to be fresh. So whenever you see something like this, Red Cross, United Blood Services, they need you to donate blood immediately. So you guys may think I'm, you know, kind of repeating myself a lot, but I am going to. I think it's important to make sure that we constantly have flows of blood. My little bit of lethargy is nothing. I'm drinking a lot of water. I totally ate a bunch of carbs, which helped me. Ate a lot of protein, and I'm a happy girl for what I did. But this is not something that can just be solved with one blood donation a day. I am really serious about getting blood donation days in all the states. All right. And so for any of you guys that want me to help you set this up in your state, it really isn't that difficult. All right. Because you already have a lot of Red Cross and United Blood Service support centers that can do this. We just need some good volunteers to do some blood drives. We get as many of our blood mobiles out there and we start bringing in the blood. OK, maybe we'll get some contests going on, but there's a way we can make this fun. So whatever you can do to help. And if you need to contact me at drdahlia.com. All right. When we come back, we'll tell you what's going on in the Paul, I'm also going to talk about how Bikram yoga, apparently we're being told by one group that Bikram yoga can be dangerous, a very form of dangerous exercise. Whoop. Excuse me, talk about that because a lot of you people like yoga. And then there's a broga yoga for men, which is supposed to be more macho. We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about air pollution shrinking the brain. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. We really do appreciate it. All right. You know, this is an interesting email. Randy writes, Doctor, I had a headache with ear ringing, and one medical website said it will go away, and the other said I could have a tumor. Please discuss medical websites and where we should go. The medical websites we've talked about a lot. I went through the exact same thing. By the way, me being a doctor, I'll look my symptoms up on the internet also. You know, because I hate bothering doctors and I don't like calling them up. And, you know, I have such a bad insurance policy now that, such a high deductible that I don't want to go and make a visit. And so, I think 99% of us who have access to the internet will probably admit to looking something up on the internet before calling their doctor. I mean, it's common. I'm not embarrassed about it either. But I had something very similar. I don't know if I could tell you. I told you guys a little while ago. I was having I heard a pulse in my ear, okay, and which is called pulsatile tinnitus. And I was hearing this pulse in my ear, and I'm like, "What the hell is this? I've never had this before." And that's exactly what I said. What the hell is this? You know, and I'm like, nah, you know, it probably is. I got some fluid in my ear. So what it's probably doing is magnifying the sound of a little baby vessel there. No big deal. All right, so I blow it off. The next day, I start to notice it a little bit more. And I'm like, well, you know, I got allergies. I got eustachian tube dysfunction. You know, I'm getting my period. It's got to be that. All right? So I just kind of blow it off again. Day three, it's getting louder. So I decide, rather than calling my ENT, who I could call, but he's on the other side of town, I decide to Google. And exactly, Randy, like what you had. One website said, oh, pulsatile tinnitus, a lot of times goes away. You know, usually it's not a big deal. Yet another website was saying, has to be worked up, could be aneurysm. I mean, I went through the exact same. I'm like, what? So I'm like, wait a second. Then I'm like, okay, well, you know what? Two out of three wins. Okay, so we'll do the three, and if the third one says to blow it off, then I'm good. Well, the third one didn't say to blow it off. They said, you know, yeah, we always have to rule out acoustic neuroma, things like that. So, like, for you, your headache and ear ringing, same thing. You know, would want to rule out acoustic neuroma or tumor or aneurysm, etc. So then I ended up getting my scan, and thank God, by the grace of God, it was normal. All right, and I still have the pulse in this one ear. My problem is it came on suddenly, so I don't know what the hell was going on. But you know, you're 1,000% correct. The information online is so misleading. And, you know, I have been one of the very few doctors saying, I don't mind that you guys go online and educate yourselves. I think it's awesome that you educate yourselves. Yet my patients are saying that doctors are always yelling at them to stop going online and looking things up. Stop it. Now I know why. Okay? You know, because when I go online, I go to, you know, Mayo Clinic website, I go to WebMD, I go, you know, and I've told you guys which sites to go to. You know, those are pretty good sites. Healthline sometimes is pretty good. The National Institute of Mental Health does good for, and health, that also does good for mental illness, etc. Dr. Oz, I think, endorses that one too. But I usually go to Mayo Clinic and WebMD. Those are my biggies. And, you know, they give a great differential, etc. But it's very confusing for you guys, extremely confusing. And you have one website saying it's nothing, blow it off, and another one saying you could die. What do you do? Well, again, that's why you need medical providers. Okay? I think what's happening is we are starting to go from the internet rather than being education, the internet kind of becoming an absolute mess. All right. It is becoming so cluttered. Even blogs are coming up. When I try to search something medical, I get somebody's blog and somebody's opinion. And I think blogs are nice. I should do a blog because it's great. It'll come up first on Google and all that other stuff. Very exciting stuff, you know, might I say. But, you know, it's somebody's opinion. You guys are looking for a doctor's opinion. And so there's just so much out there. You know, we were offered the other night, we got something in the mail to rate a company. And if we rated the company, we would be getting a $50 gift certificate. Okay, now that's a lot of money for a rating. And I'm like, why would they do that? That's a lot of money. Well, apparently we now are in a system such that these ratings are all over the internet now, all over the place. that the bad and the good, it's becoming so muddled and clogged up that businesses are now trying to figure out how to get good ratings on there. So they're offering $50 gift cards. Oh, I know. Can you imagine? You could just do that for life. You could just sit there and be on the internet, and you could just sit there and go, okay, I'll rate you, give me money, give me a, yeah, I mean, you'd probably support yourself pretty good with a whole bunch of gift cards. And wasn't there somebody, I forgot what TV show, they were just living on gift cards and they did pretty well. But see, this is where we're at now. Okay, when you go online, you don't know what to believe. The medical advice, the rating, you don't know what. Right? And it's very frustrating. You know, and even some of these studies, if the company is the one that's making the study, you know, promoting a product that they have, how can you trust it? So we're really losing objectivity, and it's really becoming cluttered. Facebook is cluttered. Twitter is cluttered. And to me, that's very stress-invoking. You know, when we talk about stress and why, you know, stress is on the rise, you know, look at what we're putting ourselves through. You know, we just want a simple answer. We just want a yes or no. And now we have to read. Now we have to try to interpret. We have to try and translate. We have to try to discern what's BS or not. And it's very, very frustrating. So from a medical standpoint, I would suggest you got to sit down and go to your doctor. I know it would be nice to just have a website where you could go to. One of the reasons why I went on air 6 years ago was so I could do that. I have a website, there's a contact, and you could send me, you could email me, and you could send me your medical questions. Truckers Forum. The Truckers Forum does that. They have a link and a thread of Ask Dr. Dahlia. And truckers go on there and they ask me their medical questions. Now, of course, I don't do full-blown medicine over the internet. I don't think we should. And I always tell them they need to get a checked out, but many of them have questions. Many of them are concerned about things, and so I do my best to, you know, interpret stuff and guide them where they go to. But you guys are going to later have to pay for a service like that. You're not going to be able to get a doctor for free that'll sit there and answer the questions. I'm one of the very few that do that nationally, globally. And so if you want free medical advice, it's going to be a lot harder to find a source that you could trust. And remember, Mayo Clinic, one of my favorite sources ever. Mayo Clinic and WebMD, these guys rock. But are they really giving you medical advice, or are they just teaching people about diseases? And then what if your diagnosis is wrong? Okay, I searched up pulsatile tinnitus, because the ringing in my ears was a pulse. It sounded like a pulse. But what if you guys misinterpret what your diagnosis is? All right. So let's say you're having chest pain, but because you're coughing, you decide to Google bronchitis. All right. Well, what if bronchitis was never your diagnosis? You have a cough and some chest congestion. What if your diagnosis is chest pain? So a big problem I have with the internet sites is we're Googling and we're typing in what we think we have. And you got to stop that. One of my patients came in saying they have an ovarian cyst. That's their complaint. All right. So I was like, okay, you know, what's going on? You know, and they're like, well, you know, I got pain down here. And I'm like, but I thought you said you had a cyst. Oh, no. I'm just assuming that's what it is. And I go, well, why? What's going on? Well, I've had this pain for the last 12 hours down here on the right. And I don't know if a cyst ruptured. And I go, well, I got to make sure this isn't your appendix. Where do we go from an ovarian cyst to an appendix? So I tell everybody to take two steps back and go one or two steps more general as opposed to specific. Okay? So if you're coming in with a cough and congestion and all that, take a step back and go, okay, where's your pain? Chest pain. Okay, then say chest pain, because that's going to allow us to take a look and evaluate if anything else is going on. Same thing. Don't say ovarian cyst. Go back a step. Well, I got pain down here in the pelvic area. All right. That we could evaluate. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so there is broga yoga. Men who crave the benefits of yoga but do not want to be in a room full of women are turning to broga, according to the Reiki at Post Yeah, thereikiatpost.com. All right. See, I thought men love to be around women in yoga outfits and things like that. I think a lot of men, I know they do that, you know, in the movies and TV shows where guys are in a yoga room and they're getting all excited. Most guys, I don't think, really want to do that because they don't want to feel like while they're working out that they're being accused of being perverted. And so a lot of guys will just work out around other guys because, again, they're there for their workout. They don't want to be thinking about sex. They don't want to be, you know, accused of anything. They just want to be doing what they got to do. Okay, so I think the TV, these TV shows and movies make something bigger than what it is. But anyway, apparently there is a 3,000-year-old practice of movement and breath that yoga comprises. It's a very, 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 one of the oldest forms of exercise. I know you guys thought water aerobics was, you know, has been around for a while. Nothing like yoga. All right. And experts say it sets men free to flex tight hamstrings without hearing invocations or singings or feeling inept next to a woman. Feeling inept next to a woman. I wonder if that's also what's happening. You see a woman who could do the athletic, that could do the athletic move, and do the, you know, and have the balance. And then here's a guy falling flat. Guys don't want to do that. They want to feel like they're succeeding. I get that. So they've come up with Broga. They say, let me see, Groker founder and CEO Lorna Borenstein said more men are adding yoga to their exercise routines as a cross-training tool for flexibility and improving recovery time. And I agree. I think yoga is brilliant. Men are a little late to the party, she said, but we're seeing more men in the workplace who find time to do yoga together a few times a week. So they are coming up with Broga. Apparently, it's trademarked Broga Yoga, which has trained some 200 Broga instructors in at least 22 states. And I guess the first Broga class was taught back in 2009. A lot of guys were saying they can't touch their knees, they can't touch their toes, and they would never go to a mostly woman class and do things that they are not good at. So it's a group room full of guys, and then they end up working out together, and it's called Broga. So the reason why I bring this up to you is because I think yoga is absolutely phenomenal, and I don't want it being sex-specific or gender-specific. I think anybody should be able to enjoy working out like that. I've had a lot of trouble because I don't have very good balance, you know. And if I don't feel like I'm the skinniest in the room, I get very embarrassed, then I want to go to the back, and then after a while I just kind of sneak out. But I am doing more yoga on my own at home. I think that's important. Now, many of you have asked me about Bikram yoga. And Bikram yoga, to me, I've kind of very warily watched from the sidelines, okay? Because my patients who do Bikram yoga, where you're in a very, very, very hot room, I believe it has like it's up to like 105 degrees, has a lot of humidity, and I've been very cautiously watching that from the sidelines because it's very popular. And I mean, when I have a patient say they're finally working out and they're so excited and they're doing Bikram yoga, who am I to, you know, step on that and rain on their parade? But I always tell them, look, I want to make sure you're hydrated, okay? You know, it's very, very hot in there, and it's kind of a shock to your body going from an air-conditioned car to all of a sudden a very, very hot room with humidity. You know, make sure you do some acclimation before. But it's, I guess, a shorter duration. So a team of scientists is asking that if you are doing Bikram yoga, lower the temperature, increase attention to hydration, and do it for shorter durations. They say a typical Bikram Om session is carried out in a room heated to, here we go, 105 degrees Fahrenheit with 40% humidity. The classes are 90 minutes long, and participating yogis can expect to contort into 26 poses and perform 2 breathing exercises. I guess even though it, you think you're going to be uncomfortable with the heat and the humidity, most of my patients who do it say they love it so much they don't even think about it. All right? It improves mindfulness, lowers stress levels, improves your endurance, better balance, strength, shoulder flexibility, you know, and some decreases in body fat percentage. Great. But this research team wanted to test the safety of the practice, recruited 20 healthy volunteers, all of whom took part regularly in Bikram yoga classes. 20 participants were between the ages of 28 and 67. 7 were men and 13 were women. Each participant swallowed a core body temperature sensor and strapped on a heart rate monitor during class. The heart rate data was overall lower than what the research team has predicted and fluctuated depending on the difficulty of the pose. Yet core temperatures rose steadily. The average highest core temperature for men was 103.2 degrees Fahrenheit and for women 102 degrees. One of the male participants' core temperature reached 104 degrees. 104 degrees could put you at risk for heat-related illness or heat stroke. By the end of the 90-minute session, 7 of the 20 subjects had core temperature greater than 103 degrees Fahrenheit. All right, so the researchers recommend that class time in such a hot setting should not exceed more than 60 minutes. Apparently, the typical Bikram yoga class offers one break for water. The research team says that is not enough. They say if you are going to minimize your water consumption, some people think that if you decrease or minimize water consumption, you're going to be more focused. And no, that's not good. Dehydration also causes less focus. And also keep in mind, when your body feels stressed, it's not going to do everything you think it's going to do. It's going to be more worried about repair and conservation. So if you're trying to burn energy and you're trying to make more muscle and you're trying to improve your health, dehydrating yourself for a period of time in a very, very severe setting is not good. Okay? So Dr. Porcari, head of the University of Wisconsin La Crosse Clinical Exercise Physiology Program, says nothing is gained from withholding water in any setting. Exercise leaders must actively encourage hydration, particularly when classes take place in extreme environments like those of Bikram yoga classes. Now, this study was funded by the American Council on Exercise and, it is available online. So here's the thing, okay? You know, you guys, You're exercising, you find something you like, you're excited about it. Again, I don't want to rain on your parade, which is why I haven't sit here and criticized it, okay? But when it comes to, though, you know, if you have a choice of how to do, all right, exercise and how to do it in the best scenario, all right, I'm just a big fan of the gym. Okay, you got your water bottle, you could drink it between your breaks, you could drink it between your sessions, you could stand by a fan and cool down, you can, I don't know, you know, I like the idea of when you need to take that break, you can. Another big concern I have is sometimes in these classes, embarrassed to go, you know, look, my doctor says I have to hydrate a couple times because you'll think, you know, you're using that as an excuse and you're looking weak. I say hydrate, all right? I would say after every 10 minutes, hydrate, all right? You know, yes, you can overhydrate if you're not using sports-related drinks and you're just doing pure water, but if that's all you got, hydrate with water, okay? All right? You know, and make sure that you do replenish your salts and your sugars, et cetera. That's so important. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, we're going to talk about the latest update on the botulism outbreak in Nepal and air pollution shrinking the brain. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we're looking at a death toll soaring past 4,000 from Saturday's massive earthquake that hit Nepal. They say the tally could rise even further as officials assess the damage to communities that have been nestled in the mountains. Efforts to reach those remote areas and villages thus far have been hampered by landslides that have blocked many of the mountain trails. We know of three Americans who have been killed on Mount Everest after the quake triggered an avalanche. Uddhav Prasad Timalsina, the top official for the Gorkha district, where the magnitude 7.8 quake was centered, said he was in desperate need of help. There are people who are not getting food and shelter. I've had reports of villages where 70% of the houses have been destroyed. In the Gorkha district alone, 223 people have been confirmed dead, according to USA Today, and the number is going to go up because thousands were injured. He said his district had not received enough help from the central government, but Army spokesman person said the entire 100,000 soldier army was involved in rescue operations. Apparently 90% of the army has been working on search and rescue, and they are focusing their efforts on that and saving lives. Pretty scary, pretty vulnerable time for them. Apparently, these villages are routinely affected by landslides. Not uncommon for entire villages of 200, 300, up to 1,000 people to be unfortunately completely buried by rock falls. Among those killed are 18 people who died on Mount Everest after the quake triggered an avalanche that buried part of the base camp. 61 people who died in India, 25 people died in Tibet. All right. Power blackouts, supply shortages. They say 3,954 people were known dead by last night in Nepal, India, and China as a result of the earthquake. Nepalese officials said their count of injured is over 7,000. Now, apparently we're using hospitals are running short on supplies. International efforts are trying to rush aid there. Of course, any blood you could donate to the Red Cross, please do. I'm going to give you guys information on where you can help. But the destruction in Kathmandu, the capital, is just horrifying when you see the pictures. You see these temples reduced to rubble. You see the wreckage of homes, and you know people are buried there. There's overflowing patients in the hospital, short supplies. You know, I don't even know how you prepare for something like this. I don't think you can. What happened in Boston when the Boston Marathon bombing occurred, I was just so impressed by how the Boston medical centers and the doctors and the citizens, how everybody grouped up and nurses and how emergency responders were able to manage that like they did when nobody was expected that. And, the supplies that they had and the storage they had, for them to be prepared for something like that was mind-boggling. And we hope that most cities or all cities are as equipped as Boston was. God forbid something like this would happen. But still, they still needed blood, still needed supplies like anybody else would, any other city would. But something like this, where you have thousands die and multiple people injured, you know, I mean, if you can't pull from neighboring countries, and these countries can't even get the supplies where they need to, it's frightening. UNICEF, the UN Children's Agency, said that nearly 1 million Nepalese children urgently need assistance. So we're getting help right now from China, India, France, Italy, Britain, Canada, the U.S., Australia, Taiwan, Pakistan, the United Arab Emirates, Israel, Switzerland, Norway, Singapore, South Korea were among nations sending aid and search and rescue crews. The European Union and World Health Organization were also sending aid, according to CNN. U.S. announced Monday it would send $9 million on top of the $1 million it had previously announced, and 45 tons of aid. We'll keep you guys posted, and I would recommend definitely going to, let me see here, I would definitely probably start with Red Cross, right, and as we get more sites on where you could look to help, I'll keep you posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Health officials are putting together the latest numbers on the botulism outbreak. And now there are 21 confirmed cases, all right, with other people suspected of having botulism. Apparently, the doctors say this outbreak started at a potluck dinner at Cross Point Baptist Church in Lancaster, Ohio, more than a week ago. And, I can't believe I can't remember the state that this happened in. I apologize. Health officials said, unfortunately, Kim Shaw, 55-year-old, died from suspected botulism from the potluck. So we reviewed at great detail what botulism was and why. I think it's Ohio. I really apologize. I don't know why I'm having a brain fart. See, you know, I'm glad. It is Ohio. Thank you. Ohio. I was right. See, I got a good memory. Takes me a while, man. Hey, remember, I am working on one less pint of blood. So, cut me some slack. But they're saying that it was from home canned food. According to one news source, they say that they believe it came from home canned food and not commercially canned food. All right, that's where they can trace it back. Right now, one has died, and they say 28 people are sick. So, you know, when people can their own food, we talked about the risk that we could have in terms of these bacteria, these spores can stay in there. And then as they decide to grow and propagate, they give off a gas. And some of the foods or the cans will have a gas. Sometimes it's odorless. Sometimes you can't even taste it. All right. But if you start to see a can that looks like it's, puffy on one side, or doesn't look like it's as vacuum sealed, that would be a concern to me, and I would probably be cautious of the food. All right, we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, the James Holmes, Colorado trial. All right, opening statements are supposed to begin today for the James Holmes murder trial, 3 years after the Colorado man opened fire at a movie theater's midnight showing of The Dark Knight Rises. 12 jurors are going to decide the fate of Holmes. He has pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity. All right. Now, Holmes was 24 years old at the time. Okay. He was in the neuroscience graduate program. He also worked there. He received multiple deliveries to home and work that police said allowed him to accumulate over 6,000 rounds of ammunition and 4 weapons. He had no social media accounts except for suspected profiles on Match.com and Adult Friend Finder. He had seen at least 3 school psychiatrists. One, Lynn Fenton, said she alerted police that Holmes was homicidal and could be dangerous. Now, the crime occurred July 20th, 2012. He entered through an emergency exit at the Century 16 Cinema in Aurora, Colorado, wearing a gas mask and several pieces of protective gear, set off smoke bombs, and began shooting viewers, killing 12 and injuring 70. At first, some people thought it was part of a movie promotion. Police arrived within 90 seconds and arrested Holmes near his car outside the theater. His hair was dyed orange like the Batman villain Joker. Then his apartment was later found to be booby-trapped. Okay, to me that sounds like some planning. All right, he was charged with more than 140 counts of murder and attempted murder, 2 counts for each victim, and he pleaded guilty, not guilty by reason of insanity. The defense, Holmes' lawyers, are not going to contest the fact that he was the shooter, but they said he was severely mentally ill and in the throes of a psychotic episode that lasted long enough for him to crew all the ammunition and booby trap. All right. He has attempted suicide in jail and has had a couple psychiatric evaluations since then. And then prosecutors are seeking the death penalty. All right. If found not guilty, he'll go to a mental hospital indefinitely. Don't go away. We're going to talk about when should insanity be believed. 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back.
Gold. is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.